This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Nicholas Dominguez. Date of birth is August the 31st, 1961. Case ID number is 438-0430. Date of exam, January the 5th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 6/7/22. A Social Security questionnaire, dated 9/19/22. And a orthopedic office note, dated 6/28/22. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old married male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of rotator cuff tear of both shoulders, comma, herniated disc of the cervical spine, comma, deafness of both ears, comma, and right elbow slash hand nerve damage. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was August the 19th, 2021, where he worked as a maintenance supervisor for 12 years. He was also a carpenter for 40 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is working at this time. He is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, rotator cuff tear of both shoulders. Number two, herniated disc of the cervical spine at the levels of 5, 6, and 7. Number three, hypoacusis of both ears. And number four, right elbow slash hand damage. History of allegations, number one, rotator cuff tear of both shoulders and right elbow and hand nerve damage. The claimant states that in 2018, he injured himself while at work and sustained bilateral rotator cuff tears of both shoulders. He also sustained a injury of the right arm consisting of nerve compression at the level of the elbow and right wrist area, which was later decompressed with surgery. The claimant had two surgeries for his left rotator cuff tear. The first one was performed on August the 20th, 2021, and then the claimant had a second surgery performed on February the 11th, 2022, after injuring his left shoulder again in physical therapy. He denies any fractures but did receive 3 to 4 steroid injections. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with a brace, comma, use a skillet, comma, occasionally sweep, comma, but unable to open up a jar top, button his clothes, or lift more than 1 pound above his head. He does have an assistive device, which is bilateral wrist braces and supports and a left elbow support. He is presently on multiple medications for pain, which include gabapentin, 600 milligrams QD, acetaminophen with codeine, 300 milligrams / 30 milligrams PRN is needed for pain, and diclofenac, 75 milligrams QD. The claimant states he does gardening and watering his plants. His physician is Dr. Sanders and Dr. Virial. The claimant has not had surgery for the right shoulder, the right rotator cuff tear, secondary to having such poor results with the left shoulder. Allegation Number 2, herniated disc of the cervical spine at the level of 5, 6, and 7. The claimant states that in 2014 he fell off a ladder and sustained an injury of his cervical spine. He states the pain is a sharp throbbing pain located in the C-spine area, which radiates down both shoulders and arms. Surgery is pending at this time. However, the claimant is very reluctant to have any surgery done because he fears that the outcome will not be good. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 1 pound above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has had 7 injections of steroids into his neck for inflammation. The claimant does have an assistive device, which are 2 wrist braces and a left elbow support that he uses. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and doing gardening and activities outside. His physician is Dr. Virial. He is presently not seeing a chiropractor or receiving physical therapy. As noted before, he is on gabapentin, 600 milligrams QD, acetaminophen slash codeine, 300 milligrams slash 30 milligrams PRN is needed for pain, and diclofenac, 75 milligrams POQD. His condition is stable at test time, and he was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the C-spine at the level of C5 to C6 and C6 to C7. He is pending surgery at this time, but is reluctant to have it. Allegation number 3, bilateral ear deafness, hypoacusis. The claimant states that since 2013, he has had difficulty hearing. He has had no surgeries performed, but does have bilateral hearing aids, which do not help him very much with his hearing. He states that he lost his hearing from working as a carpenter and being around loud noises. He has not been evaluated for any kind of surgery or implants at this time and is continuing to wear his hearing aids, which do not appear to help him with his hearing at this time. Family history. The father died in his 40s from a gunshot wound. His mother is 82 and has heart disease, coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Medications, gabapentin, 600 milligrams QD, acetaminophen slash codeine, 300 milligrams slash 30 milligrams PRN is needed for pain, and diclofenac, 75 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Left shoulder rotator cuff repair performed in August of 2021 and also in February of 2022. Bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome of both wrists. History of right dislocated shoulder. Appendectomy, comma, decompression and lysis of adhesions performed on July the 28th. 2015, and left-hand surgery with right elbow surgery to decompress the ulnar nerve, secondary to a fall that occurred in 2015. Polypectomy of the large intestine on July the 6th, 2015. Bilateral hypoacusis of both ears / pres bicusis, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking alcohol. The claimant states he drinks beer socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana and cocaine was in the year 2000. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 203 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8 and a half inches. BP, 159 over 96 mmHg. Heart rate, 67 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. BMI, 31. General. This is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. The claimant had difficulty in hearing my conversation, and I had to speak very loud to communicate with him, even with his hearing aids on. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No sclera icterus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal. The claimant appears to have mild cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple teeth that are missing at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. The claimant was wearing bilateral hearing aids, which were removed for me to examine his ear canals. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is being able to count fingers at 14 feet. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/70. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. And binocular corrected is 20/70. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has decreased ulnar sensitivity of the right arm and is unable to use the third, fourth, and fifth fingers secondary to decrease strength. Could you drop down to skin? The claimant has multiple tattoos all over his body. Neurological exam. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was intact. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally. However, reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was +1. The claimant also had difficulty in hearing. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, and the claimant had abnormal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper extremity and the lower extremities. The claimant had abnormal range of motion and strength of the right upper extremity and to some extent with the left upper extremities and the shoulder area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the upper extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices except for elbow and wrist supports that he uses for his upper extremities. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +4/5 for the right side and +5/5 for the left. The claimant has difficulty in gripping and pinching with the right hand. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +2 for the lower extremities and +1 for the biceps and brachioradialis reflexes. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the upper extremities, where the claimant does appear to have decreased sensory touch, especially of the right upper extremity. There is evidence of muscle spasms of both upper extremities, but especially of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas except for the right upper extremity, which was +4/5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left hand but abnormal for the right. X-rays of the right shoulder. No evidence of acute pathology. Period. Mild to moderate degenerative changes. X-rays of the right elbow. No acute finding. Osteoarthritis. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle moderate size objects with the left upper extremity, but not with the right upper extremity. He hears poorly, and although he does have hearing aids that do not appear to function well, but speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of both shoulders, where the claimant has bilateral rotator cuff tears and damage to his ulnar nerve of his right upper extremity. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength for the right hand, but normal grip strength for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue for the upper extremities. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, especially for the right eye, where he appears to have some kind of cataract formation. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have difficulty in hearing from both ears, even with hearing aids, but has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for right upper extremity limitations secondary to bilateral rotator cuff tears and ulnar nerve damage of the right upper extremity. Probable diagnoses, number one, rotator cuff tear of both shoulders, dash, confirmed with medical records and physical examination. Number two, herniated disc of the cervical spine at the levels of 5, 6, and 7. The claimant does have decreased range of motion and sensitivity of both shoulders and arms, consisting of radiculopathy of the cervical spine, which has not been treated surgically at this time. Surgery is pending. Number three, hypoacusis of both ears and possible presbyscusis, secondary to loud noises. The claimant has not been evaluated for his condition and is wearing hearing aids that do not appear to be helping him at this time. Number four, right elbow hand nerve damage, secondary to a fall, has been treated surgically with decompression of the ulnar nerve at the elbow level and the wrist elbow. However, it was performed very late, and there is damage to the ulnar nerve. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Nicholas Dominguez.